Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Yeah, so I switched up my pen game. I think I like these a lot, actually.
You mentioned it on every social media avenue possible.
No, I write one thing and it goes everywhere. So
I know. You use the new app called Megaphone.
Yeah, it's Megaphone, but it's Mega with a 4 instead of an A, and then phone spelled with a F-U-N-E, Megaphone.
That would be awesome.
Well, it's a thing. Like social network aggregation services have been a fact of the industry for ages. But really, all these providers, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest,
you know, like
whatever.
All those preachy people that put scriptures and then they put them out.
Okay, cool. I was talking, but go ahead. Yeah.
No, it's cool. It's called a megaphone.
A mega what?
Omegaphone.
Omegaphone. Yeah. Okay. Huh. So talking about just like the world's end, like instead of distributing tracts, they are revolutionizing the. I can't. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with this, Chris.
You piece of shit.
Those Damn Ross Kids. Conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Pilot, Uniball, not Pilot. God, Pilot is my old one. It is a Uniball Jetstream.
Like calling a girl by the wrong name.
Oh, no.
In your world.
My date went terrible. I called her by the wrong name.
I called her by my favorite pen.
I love you too, Jetstream. No! Then she left. There was never a girl in the first place.
I know. It was a real doll.
No. I'm not that sad.
What would you name your real doll?
Some air where a real doll would go if I was more desperate.
No, really, what would you name it?
I would try to go with like something clever. Like what was the character on Small Wonder?
I don't know what Small Wonder is.
That was a show in the 80s. That might actually be really creepy, and I'm gonna back off of that right quick because it was a show where there was a robot little girl, and that was pretty much it. So not gonna do that. I'd probably pick something
Little Joan?
I don't know. I want to back away from that as soon as possible. But I don't know. What would you say? You don't ask that kind of question unless you have an answer yourself.
So what would you name? What would you name your little girl real doll, Cole?
Jesus. Nope.
But that's
nope.
What you said.
Yeah. And then I backed off of it real quick because in the process of making a pop culture joke, as I do.
You forgot to untie this mooring because you're stuck. I'm pulling you back.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh man. So, well, what would you name your real doll?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a question for you, not me.
Okay. All right.
I would never have a real doll.
Yeah, neither would I. That's what I'm saying.
I have to put in a sort of pulley system to get it in and out of bed.
Yeah. And we've already established how...
Keep banging my forehead on that big hook on the top of it.
Okay, so you're not talking about a sex swing. You're actually talking about a butcher's freezer-style meat hook.
A hoist.
You'd be boxing her to train.
You could wait till a crippled person dies, move into their house.
Oh, shit. Get a bed lift.
Yeah, that's
the one. That's always seemed like they'd be fun to ride, you know, if you had full faculties.
I thought you were talking about the little girl doll.
Nope. Nope. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 126 of the Internet Podcast, of which comedy sometimes happens. Yeah. Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yes. Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses. I don't know.
Good night.
What?
It's a good night.
Holla. Yeah. I don't know. I can't even. What? I don't even know where to go from that. I really don't know where to go. Have you been to the site and done the configurator?
I visited the mobile site.
Oh, you did? Do you go there often in your secret moments at work?
No, you told me to go to the website, so I went and on my phone.
Oh, early. When did this happen?
When you told me to that night.
Oh, okay, cool.
Huh. When you made the mistake of asking me for my feedback.
Oh, no, I meant to the configurator. No, I wasn't talking about the website. I was talking about the actual Real Doll site.
Oh, I was really impressed. I'm like, wow, you put a configurator on the site.
Yeah, I know.
Does that mean?
I think it's crazy.
I wasn't going to ask because I really didn't want you to explain it.
Yeah. God, I'm not nearly as insufferable as you make me out to be.
Really?
I'm complicated.
Speaking of polls, you love polls. Let's take one.
What?
Let's take a poll.
Okay, let's take a poll.
All right. 50% of this podcast thinks you are.
Shit.
I'm just kidding. I'm okay. Only 35%.
I've seen the waveforms, Chris. I could strip silence out of this. So you know what I see in track two? You know what I see in track two? Whole bunch of nothing.
Let me say yes every once in a while.
A poll about coal. Hey, Chris, can you tell me a story?
I could, but I don't know what to do. I don't know. There's Holocaust stuff. There's Jesus. Biology stuff. There's biblical things.
Let's go biblical. Do it. We just have that fucking Bill Nye thing.
You want me to go biblical?
Go biblical.
All right. Whether you believe in carbon dating or not, do you?
Yes, I
do. You do believe in it.
I believe that it exists, and I believe that carbon dating is better than online dating. I don't even believe that. I'm not even sure. I know they're different. That was a bad joke. Continue.
Two Tel Aviv University researchers. I'm not going to try to say their names.
Okay.
There's lots of hyphens and things. Yeah, Yosef. Yeah, they've carbon dated the oldest known domesticated camel bones found in southern Levant, where Israel sets. What they discovered is that the creatures were likely introduced to the region around the 9th century BC. That does not sync with the timing of the Bible, which features the pack animals as being present centuries earlier in the patriarch era of Abraham, Joseph, and Jacob, which ran roughly from 2000 to 1500 BC.
Yeah, I love that arc.
Yeah, so those animals that were there in the book, huge continuity problem.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, he started riding a whole camel, and then they flash back to him, and he's only, like, on half a camel.
Right. Huh. Half a camel only uses half as much water. They were slim times, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know.
Strange enough, half a camel, half the water gets you there twice as fast. Huh. So I'm having trouble extrapolating what the implications of this are. So
it means the book says there's fucking camels, but science says no camels.
Yeah, screw you. Screw you and your boat.
It's like trying to say that James Dean wrecked on a hoverboard.
He didn't?
No.
Huh. Was he in there when the music died? Was he one of the music died people?
Probably not.
Okay. Huh.
James Dean.
why are you William Shatner all of a sudden?
I don't know. It's not who I was trying to be.
No, I don't know who you were trying to be.
A ghost baby.
A ghost. You're just here to borrow some blood.
Hey, got any blood?
Was that a David Letterman deep cut?
I think so.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty happy with that. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, so these animals it's like dinosaurs, they were, you know, they were here with people.
Well, yeah.
So were camels, right? Well, no, they weren't.
Well, it's okay. So
what did they ride?
I think that they rode people. I think camel was just a name for other people.
Hmm.
Like pony play, right? You just slap a harness up on there and you just giddy up.
Ooh,
you just go
too.
I what's that?
I got pony play too.
Yeah, in your stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll put a pin in that pony. We'll get back to it right quick. But no, I mean, like maybe the thing they called a you know. Good.
Nothing. I just, it's funny. The thing they call.
the thing they call camel. Probably, you know, it's probably changed. So one of them has to be wrong.
The mode of transportation formerly known as camel.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they did have hoverboards. They were powered by God.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't happen, though.
Fun. Let me see here. I probably should have had something lined up. But, you know, it's a thing.
They had nails, and the most painful thing they could stick in his head was thorns? Yeah. Come on.
You just think. Think for 2 seconds in your life. Man. I got real sick, and so this will date us, because we record these in advance, right? Did you read anything about that Bill Nye creationist museum debate thing?
I heard it got raw.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, Susie down at the bait shop, she told me it got raw.
Yeah, I know. And Susie's got her thumb on the pulse of the creationism evolution debate. But it was all everybody could talk about. It just kind of like, you realize that like he can, Bill Nye can say anything he wants to and he will be right, but he's not going to convince somebody of that. So the dickish way to say it is you can't logic somebody out of a situation they didn't logic themselves into. Right.
You can't argue with crazy.
Well, yeah, exactly. But like it, a full 2/3 of the country believes in like creationism, not like young earth creationism, but creationism. So
Earth is the 2000.
What?
2000 between Abraham and Jesus. And then,
yeah. So it's
camels and then people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the camels that don't exist. And that, you know, God put carbon dating here to test our faith along with those dinosaurs. And basically the Flintstones happened, yeah. But no, it just kind of like everybody was like talking about it like it was a debate. And it's like, you know, the only place that this discussion matters is like in the Texas school board, and that's it.
Well, it's shaping America.
And I know, right? It's a battle for hearts and minds. Okay, pop quiz, hotshot. What's America like to do?
Jerk off?
But pretty good.
Watch commercials?
Yeah. Jerk off at commercials? Oh, yeah, Scarlett, sell me that soda stream.
In between watching foosball?
Yeah. the Super Bowl was very recently. I was going to say eat. We like to eat, right?
Yeah. We like to eat.
Yeah, no, if you believe...
I'm looking at a picture of a Hot Pocket right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lean pocket, actually.
Well, what else?
Anorexic chick.
Oh, is that what you? What is that an actual slang term for anorexic lady?
Now it is
a lean pocket. That's the crassest thing I've ever heard.
Funny though, I really am looking at it. It's an ad in the sidebar. It's Meijer, $1 off 3 lean pockets.
Okay.
Which is not really that large of a discount.
No. I think the most Chris,
most,
I think the
most lean pockets are crackheads though.
I think that most lean pocket has to be a thing. No. I think that most coupons and advertising are just mind games. I'm beginning to suspect that they're trying to take advantage of us.
I think I heard it on commentary on ESPN9 billiards.
Yeah, billiards different than pool.
Is it?
Maybe, I don't know. Mm. I just say things sometimes. That's how I get into wacky situations.
Every swim race starts with diving.
Yeah, let's put a pin in that lean pocket. But so here in America, we like to eat, and if we were in South Korea, we could participate in one of the newest internet streaming sensations, which is called mukbang, in Korean. which translates roughly into eating broadcasts. So what's happening is young women are turning on their webcams and sitting in front of large spreads of meals, and they do it on a nightly basis. They just eat a bunch of food, and people pay money to watch them eat. And they interact with their fans by saying stuff into the camera. You know, they read the chats. Fans donate. The most popular one right now, the person who's kind of leading the trend, her name is her real name is Park Seo-yeon, but she calls herself the Diva, right? And she makes roughly just a little bit under $10,000 a month. Where she spends $3,000 a month on food to eat during her broadcast, most of which is delivered. Good.
Are you for real?
I am for real.
So there's a chick that's got like a big plate of like crinkle cut fries, and she's got like a bottle of ketchup, and she's just hovering over it, and she says, "When I hit 500 coins, I'll squirt."
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty good. Exactly. Like, and it's not coercion,
which is the only way that squirting happens. We talked about this on the phone the other day.
We did. I don't know. I feel very uncomfortable making broad categorical statements about the female body, but you know, based on documentary footage, I have to believe that the large majority of what is billed as that is actually urination, and all I can think of is that mattress is ruined. But I've heard stories. I've heard anecdotes. But
speaking of which, walking through a store today with mom.
Oh, gee. You're talking about squirting.
No. I saw you don't see a look of pride on mom's face very often when it comes to you and I. Nor should you see that.
We're doing okay. Come on.
But out of nowhere, there was no talking. And we were just walking and looking. And it was kind of one of those awkward silences. And I said, well, I asked Cole the other night if he would ever get a prostitute, and he said no.
Okay.
And then mom looked like, yeah, well, I did right. That's what her face. Her face looked like she accomplished something.
Exactly. Comfort. You know,
the night I asked Cole if he'd get a prostitute, and I said not like, you know, like one off the street, but one with papers.
Business papers. Yeah,
not like a lean pocket, but
yeah, like a you know, like a classy lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady of the daytime.
Yeah, get a classy lady. You get a Julia Roberts at the end as opposed to a Julia Roberts at the beginning, right?
Yeah. Wigless.
Wait, can I get a day lady sans wig?
What do you want my name to be?
Why is your voice so deep?
What do you want my name to be?
There we go.
You got any tampons?
I can't. Yeah.
My nose is bleeding from my last trick.
Some weird shit. Why does my wigless day lady sound like Buffalo Bill?
I don't know.
I'd fuck me, would you fuck me?
Don't try to trap these without lessons.
Oh man. That just sounds like a very obtuse way of saying don't drink the Kool-Aid if you don't know the flavor. That's I don't even know. My favorite little tidbit is if you watch Pretty Woman in reverse, it looks like Richard Gere is forcing a nice lady into a life of prostitution.
It looks like Faces of Meth.
Oh man, I haven't seen Faces of Meth in a while. Is that still a thing? Is that still a going concern?
No.
Oh well.
Everyone got desensitized.
Yeah. Breaking Bad game and brought in meth chic.
Everyone's focused on the Bible. So you telling me there's no fucking camels?
What? just
Jesus Christ, Donnie.
Pulls out a glass pipe, like, immediately upon hearing that. Like, no!
Smoke them if you got them. Carbon date this rock.
Oh, Oh, man. So I did mom good. I did mom good.
She seemed proud.
By not buying it. Huh.
He'll work for what he gets.
We work hard for the money, right? Yeah. But there are a number of social factors that sociologists in Korea are attributing this to. The modernization of society has led people to be more and more isolated, which I think is the only reason we are successful, is because there are a lot of very lonely people who want to hear voices, and we provide voices for them.
I do it every day with other voices.
Oh, me too. No, it's very much a definite need. Oh my God, I can't be alone with my thoughts. It's scary. Well,
but see, here's the thing, is that a lot of times, most of the time, I'm listening to these voices on podcasts, and I'm not really listening.
No, it's there.
Yeah, it is definitely, it is just definitely people that are around me.
Yeah.
And occasionally they'll, you know, I'll zone back in and then I'm out.
Yeah. And if you, and if something catches your attention, you can go back. I mean, I think this podcasting thing is really going to catch on.
I hope so.
Yeah,
people have been doing it for years.
I know. Since at least 2006. Oh. But yeah, they're also saying that
02020212. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. But let me see here. You would think that seeing a pretty young lady, she's a pretty young lady, you know? Thin. Like thinner than somebody who eats professionally ought to be, you would imagine. But you look at those disgusting fucks at Coney Island, right? And they're all like twig
monsters. Maybe she signs off the eating one and then signs on to the vomiting one.
Oh yeah, goes Roman up in there, huh?
Like from the Great Outdoors.
Yeah, do you know what's in those?
Jester.
Man. It's mostly women who watch her, and a lot of them say, one woman actually said apropos to Lean Pockets that watching her eat actually helped her beat anorexia.
Really?
Yeah. So seeing this woman devour full prawns,
Malone, the alcoholic, becoming a bartender.
Yeah, no, you gotta stare into the eyes of the dragon that you fear, Chris. You have to stare into the eyes of the dragon that you fear. You're an alcoholic, you keep a bottle of whiskey in there, you know? Just because. But yeah. That is eating broadcasts, and you know, they're also saying it's Korea because Korea is really wired, and you know, over here in America we've got video game streaming, which I do. I don't understand why people like it, but I'll do it because they watch. But fun stuff. But yeah, eating for money.
This next story that I have is probably going to start a heated debate.
Between us or
across the nation?
Okay, so like, is this one about to drop?
Nay, across nations.
Oh, this is a worldwide thing.
Oh no, I mean it happened here.
Okay,
happened in North Carolina.
Okay,
and it's tragic.
Jeez,
an 11-year-old Raleigh, North Carolina boy attempted suicide because he was being bullied over his affection for My Little Pony.
Oh yeah, no. It's a brony execution, right?
Basically, yeah.
Which is not executing bronies, which we ought to do if we were right thinking, but
which should be a YouTube sensation.
just having a curb party with some bronies.
I mean, Gallagher would be relevant if it's smashing watermelons. He was just squishing bronies.
Yeah.
But really, the what drew me to this story is not the tragedy. It's the My Little Pony combined with the mom's quote in this.
Okay.
I mean, the kid, he hung himself from bunk beds, and he's going to have some problems in the ongoing aside from My Little Pony.
Yeah.
But his mom says, he was the kid that never walked anywhere. He danced everywhere. Now, the debate that I want to have,
okay,
is as parents, as a society, don't we have an obligation to not fucking let kids dance everywhere?
I think that...
To say that there is some shit you do at home.
Well...
And not everywhere.
Okay. So people have really crazy euphemisms for the way that those around them act, right? Like, oh, he was positively beaming. You know, that guy was floating a foot off the floor, right? Stuff like that.
He was flaming.
Do you think that he was literally like doing a soft shoe routine as he was going like crossing the buffet?
I think so.
Because I could see like a mom who, you know, just very nearly lost her son.
No. Not like, oh, every time we saw Danny had a smile on his face.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I think this kid who loved My Little Pony danced everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that we grew up next to a family that had a little boy that wore his mom's, what do they call that, a slip? The thing that ladies wore under dress as a cape and pranced across the yard.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
do that shit inside.
Yeah, well, let him still do it.
I'm not saying I'm not saying don't be who you are. Yeah. Just hide it from everyone.
just be as ashamed as possible. Like, pick the smallest room in a house, like say a closet, and just do it in there.
And do it in that closet.
Just do it in there.
Just do whatever you're gonna do.
Yeah. Like next
behind bifold doors.
Next time you're in a Tim Hortons, don't Dougie for a donut. Just walk up to the register like a normal person.
I want the whole.
You can't do that to me. You can't do that to me. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna wake up. So I've lived here for almost a year. I think eventually they're gonna like just get used to the fact that, you know, four nights out of the week between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., that asshole in apartment number blank just laughs really, really loud for no reason because nobody's ever there. Ugh, man, I just want the hole. See, I do it. I hide it away. I'm not out there, you know, doing it this American lifestyle with a boom mic.
Knocking people in the head at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Doom.
Doom. Tell me about how beautiful life is.
How long you been working?
I think he danced everywhere. No, I could definitely
how
see.
How many kids do you have?
How many? Yeah, I know. No, I think that she was euphemistically saying that this kid was both living like he was dying because he intended to, and also dancing like nobody was watching. Right?
People were fucking watching. That's why he hung himself.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So,
I think that his classmates were correcting the course. They were like, "Hey, buddy, America's up here."
Eyes up. So bullying is a really, really tough issue.
I'm just saying that sometimes it needs to happen.
I fully agree, but there's
if parents aren't going to do it at home.
There's a certain amount of blending that you have to do because otherwise you're going to make trouble.
Well, yeah, blending is when you use a fan brush, okay? But sometimes there's such a definitive line.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Popiel hairspray stuff.
Oh,
you know, you got to feather it in.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it looks...
But eventually it looks like, you know, you used eyeliner to draw your head in.
Yeah, I think that's what bugs me about bronies and most of the ones that I've seen. Like, you know, we joked about, haha, you know, wouldn't it be funny if they had their heads caved in? But I've never, like, outside of furries,
never met a mean brony.
Well, no, because they embrace the new sincerity and it's all about ha ha ha. They're actually like stupid misogynistic shits who are all just really retrograde and as awful as anybody else on Reddit tends to be. But like, okay, so I've known my fair share of both furries and bronies, okay? Like I've interacted with some of them.
Really?
And it's no different in real life or on the internet. Like
Did they look down on you because you're both?
It's so hard to be. Like,
There's some blending that needs to happen. I'm stuck between worlds.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of commonality, but this is, I think that this goes for anybody, but it's especially true for those people because they lead with that fact about themselves. Right. Like it's not just a thing that you like. It is this thing that you are weaving into your entire identity. Like,
people do that with their occupations. They do that with lots of stuff.
They do, but it's kind of asinine, right? So it's fucked up that in America we don't like ask who you are. We ask what you do, right? And that is the shorthand that we use to, you know, apply this heuristic and file people away into folders, right? Like I totally get that that's why we do it, but it's crazy. But I think that identifying by your occupation, like if somebody asks me what do you do, I say I write for cartoons, and like, okay, cool, then they file me away as a creative, and then, you know, go away.
But even you doing that is making you sound much cooler than you are, because you could be writing for Brickleberry. Like you could be doing lots of stuff.
Yeah. Well, but no, but just
that's
like
not
like,
what you do.
But if I get into it and say like, oh well, it's marketing, yeah, et cetera, just like, okay, I write. Like
But here's the funny thing about you is that you work for a company that explains difficult to understand concepts and services. But if I ask you to explain something verbally, it's torture.
Is it?
I'd rather hang myself from a bunk bed.
No. Okay, so I tend to back into things when I'm not writing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. For you to just on the spot just describe something verbally, it's horrible. But I've seen your finished product, and it makes sense. Like, it in no way makes me want to self-harm.
So, okay, this is getting like way off into the weeds here. But like, you understand that I learn by talking, right? That like, what, yeah. Like when I'm doing that. I am sorting through the information myself. So I don't speak after I've come up with the answer. I arrive at the answer by saying it.
But you have to understand that for people that are good at life, taking a class on remedial human is just horrible.
What do you mean taking a class on remedial human?
When you learn by talking.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like you're just dragging me through like K through 6.
Jeez. I didn't realize you had that dire of an opinion of me.
I don't, but okay.
It's funny. Well, no, just like you were getting like dead, like really close to real talk there. like that wasn't just the usual Cole's unscrutable.
Yeah, let's go. My paleontologist says don't get real talk.
Yeah, but no. So what I'm saying is like of all the things to identify yourself,
it's a really smart looking Asian girl that dusts my bones.
You're just on fire tonight. You're on fire. So I think that what it gets back to is don't be a fan. Like don't be a fan of anything.
Do you want to be their friend? Tell the truth.
What's that?
If you want to be their friend, tell the truth.
Yeah, to tell this person, hey, you're a fucking this like My Little Pony. So here's the other thing.
That is from Phil Hoffmore. No, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Mm-hmm. That's from his character in Almost Famous.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He says, if you want to be their friend, tell the truth.
God, it's been like a week since he died. I'm bummed.
He should have known something terrible was going to happen. He's got three names.
He earned it.
He said, I know I'm going to die. I'm like, fuck, all of us did.
Yeah. Well, you know, never mind the fact that you were just a drug
glad you didn't
addict.
Kill anybody else. Yeah. Like the rest of your three name people did.
Yeah. Wow. No, he earned his middle name the hard way. Not through notoriety, but through riety. What?
Through his worship of Dr. Quinn.
I guess. But man, I'm so like that just makes me sad. I don't know. I watch Synecdoche, New York on like a monthly basis. I watched it again after I found out about it. It's like, oh man, like there won't be any more of that. that'd make me sad. No, so if you like them, tell the truth. If they're your friend, tell the truth. Just don't be a fan. Everybody, don't identify yourself at what you like, for fuck's sake. Because like that way lies awful things. And that, and like the talking about the friends, they don't have that. People who don't have like purview into online communities, or don't like dip into the crazy corners of the internet that I do, they don't recognize that these people, bronies, furries, everybody else, they lock themselves away in their communities, and anybody who criticizes anybody else in there, like, not even like comes in and says, hey, maybe being a furry is dumb, they'd be kicked out for being trolls because you don't get it, man. But like, anybody who says anything negative and says like, oh, maybe you're going a little bit too far by being a baby fur instead of just a furry, right? Like, well, no, you're just kind of and it steps into this whole Tumblr social justice warrior kind of bullshit kind of thing. Like, we're getting into this weird balkanized area where you can identify yourself as a fan, and you have just these very shallow connections that are totally sacrosanct as a part of your being, right? So any criticism about what you like is a criticism against you personally. And it's actually like a sickness of the soul, I believe. It's really concerning.
I have no input on this. I think that you were in a prototype social submarine with James Cameron that I couldn't fit in. But
sorry, I didn't mean to go off there. It's sad that this kid tried to kill himself. It's sad that like middle school is fucking hard. I would not, like, you couldn't pay me enough to go back there. But that's scary.
I had a dime for every time someone said do the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh well.
But if he had succeeded, you know what
would
happen? I'm
gonna self harm.
No. If he had succeeded, do you know what would have happened?
What?
He would have haunted that place because he died with unfinished business. You want ghosts? That's what happens. Brony kills himself. So you got a brony ghost. Or a broast.
Just when you're looking for houses, did a brony live here?
A ghost me. Yeah. Okay, so you have to disclose, was this a meth lab? Was somebody murdered here? Is it haunted?
Yeah.
And did a brony live here?
Oh. And they say no, and you're like, well, this Q-tip turned blue.
I should probably go to the doctor. But let me see here. Real estate's complicated, right?
What a negotiation tactic. You carry blue Q-tips to every house you look at.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, this is a ghost detection stick.
I only care about brony ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, man. But real estate's complicated, and anything you can do to get an edge in order to sell, and get people interested, it's a curb appeal, right? So a guy named Greg Leeson, living in Pennsylvania, he put up an ad for his house. It's a 1901, I believe it's a colonial, maybe. That looks pretty nice. I'd be interested in that. He put up a listing for it, and it just, you know, being funny, he said, "Hey, slightly haunted house for sale." Okay, thinking, okay. Funny. And he said, oh, you know, I tried to word it with a bit of humor. He emphasized that, they're slightly haunted. Nothing serious, though. Just a couple of the occasional ghastly visage, right? Visage. Thinking, oh, you know, people will laugh and they'll come. No, no, no. People believe in ghosts, Chris.
Hardcore.
People are, like, super convinced that ghosts are a thing. And it did the exact opposite. So the only if you go out there and say, hey, this house is haunted, come buy it, what you're going to get is a whole bunch of people who do not want to buy your house because of the haints, and then just like a bunch of crazy, goofy ghost hunter type people who are going to come by with their blue Q-tips in order to ask questions, right? Yeah. So. Yeah, and then a former resident of the house actually came out of the woodwork in response to this and said that he found a human skull in the basement. So I kind of buried the lead there. Pennsylvania man finds skull in basement.
Was that the name of it?
What?
Was that the name of, was that, is that how I would search it?
Of what? Skull in Basement? Like they're, yeah. Like they're naming a house. Like it's not
Pennsylvania
Sea Breeze.
Man finds Skull in Basement.
Yeah, that's the SEO term. You'll never believe what this Pennsylvania man found in his basement.
Oh, vintage man. Bottle of Canadian mist.
What this Pennsylvania man found in his basement will change everything for social media. You will never be the same after you find this skull in your basement. 17 things haunted houses want to know. One weird trick that this housewife has for getting rid of the skull in her basement. I can give you more headlines if you want.
Why does IMDb always take so long?
Because it is a shitty site that was built in like 1998 and has never been optimized.
Really?
It's pretty bad. It takes a long time because it is nothing but advertisements, and also their optimization is shit.
It's really terrible.
Yeah. No, what are you looking for? Are you just looking at looking at rumors about the Avengers 2?
No, I was trying to find the documentary that was filmed coinciding with The Exorcist.
Oh.
It was about how much of a diva Linda Blair was.
Yeah, I hear she was really hard to work with.
The Blair Bitch Project.
Jeez. I find that documentaries about the makings, like the making of films, is actually like there are actually more interesting.
I watched the making of Goodfellas. It's like a 45-minute thing on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah, huh. You see a young Marty Scorsese.
Yeah, kind of at the peak of his career.
Before he turned into Chewbacca.
Yeah, before his eyebrows fused.
Yeah. Before they became their own thing.
Yeah. But yeah. But no, like Hearts of Darkness or what are we looking at here? Lost in La Mancha. Like really good movies about, in one case, the making of a movie that didn't exist. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, scientists are trying to figure out why starfish are dying in massive numbers, turning into what one taxonomist described as goo piles.
Ugh.
The latest news on the die-off is similarly disturbing. One biology professor studied sea stars suffering from what is being called as sea star wasting syndrome. They basically start tying themselves into knots and then, quote, literally start ripping themselves apart.
Well,
the arms just crawl away from the particular body.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Patrick.
Yeah, SpongeBob?
Your arm's running away.
Oh, I guess I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, is that Patrick or is that the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Probably both.
Okay.
No, Patrick Starr is the brother of the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah, that's why they look so similar. God. I don't like
the difference
Gary
between
at all.
A voiceover artist and a person who does cartoon work.
That's actually okay, so voiceover tends to be narration. So think Will Arnett when he's doing the Ford commercials.
Okay. Like
it's usually a straight read of, you know, just narrative stuff. Whereas a voice actor is somebody who does a cartoon character. So it's very much just in the delivery and the way, you know, and the way that it's there. So a voiceover artist is, you know, is speaking to match tone, whereas a voice actor is, you know, trying to embody a character.
What about when Tommy Gavin sells Ford trucks?
That would be a voiceover.
That's a cameo. Because he actually appears.
Okay. I failed your pop quiz. Yeah, he does. He does appear at the end.
You don't know shit about what you do.
Oh, fuck. I need to reevaluate everything.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you do? I don't know anymore.
I don't know. I can't explain it. Give me a half hour. Oh, no. I've lost it. Yeah, so that has to be like just some kind of horrible chemical that like Subway is putting in its bread that is, you know, getting into the waterways through our urine and is just dissolving all these starfishes, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
I'm just saying starfish is fuck.
Starfish.
Starfish.
What's the plural of fish?
Fish.
Is it?
Yeah.
A fish, the fish.
Your fish.
A school of fish. You're right.
School of rock.
No. Okay. We do not talk about him.
Well, he must not be named.
Oh, Jack Black, he who must not appear again.
I guess he hasn't been in stuff for a little while.
Thank God. thank God.
Where am I going to go to see somebody do way too much with his eyebrows?
I hope he's locked in a small room.
How small?
Oh, smaller than Anne Frank's room.
I want this to be like some kind of like weird torture fan fiction. Let's keep going.
Because is it
ventilated?
Probably not.
Okay.
The diaries of Jack Black. Today I lost my marbles.
What do you mean?
Oh, because he's locked in a room.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually talking about he was playing with marbles. Trying to do some kind of... He was playing Kerplunk. to occupy his time.
That's funny. But Anne Frank did lose her marbles.
Yeah.
And now they're found.
Huh.
Yep. Apparently, before she went into hiding, she gave her marbles to her neighbor. And now, somehow, through a miracle of fate, the marbles have reappeared. And they're going to be put on display in a museum.
Oh. Well, that's good, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for her.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Do they know what size the marbles are?
And apparently told her neighbors, I'm worried about my marbles because I'm scared they might fall into the wrong hands. Really?
And so, like, you're living in a place with nothing but the wrong hands.
You're living
nothing
under
but
Nazi
the wrong hands.
Rain. You're going to hide. And you're worried about your marbles. Yeah. Huh.
You know,
she then asked, could you keep them for a while?
And then you just go through that montage from that episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns loses Bobo.
Yeah. Apparently the museum curator says, so many people know about Anne Frank because of the diary, which was written under such unusual circumstances.
Right.
The marbles are a reminder that she was just a little girl.
Yeah, you forget that when you read that book, because she had, like, a vocabulary and shit. Like, she was writing at, like a level that's beyond, like, the way most people present themselves verbally anyway.
But here's the thing. I don't think that was her.
Oh, do you think this is, like, some kind of, like, Elie Wiesel... Maybe it's a hoax. Maybe it's not. Are you dropping science here? Are you taking bold stances?
I think we need to ask through carbon dating if there were camels in Anne Frank's closet. Because I don't think that was her. I think that's what we want her to be.
Oh, like Helen Keller, right?
No, nobody would want anyone to be like that.
Well, no. But it's funny because, like, with the Helen Keller story, you only ever get her as like a little kid, and you know, like overcoming tremendous adversity. But then, like, when she like goes to school, like nobody really talks about her anymore because she became like just a raging communist. Like she was like full on, we have to tear the system down kind of thing. So she's the first lady of the American stage. However, she also is like somebody we just like, let's not like pay attention to what she became when she grew up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's just certain things that you just don't know. I mean, you can always rewrite the past, but writing the future or writing it's different. I don't know.
Huh.
I think you can go back. I just don't think that those are her words.
You don't think that? Okay, so this is like a mass hysteria. It's something we've all agreed on. Is it?
Yeah, I think that it's an idealized story that has been written and told. I don't think that that's really her diary.
Okay.
I don't.
Huh.
I think it's fake.
It's a good book.
I think everyone should get their money back.
I know that that's not what you're saying.
But you know what?
It kind of sounds like Holocaust denial.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, cool.
That's not, and really, furthermore, to the point, that Helen Keller, the thing about her is that, like, okay, John Belushi died. And unfortunately, he had a brother, and we got to see him play a shit part as a dad that John probably would have played.
Right, right. Well, you know, right? We need a Belushi.
Which means there's no fucking God, because both of them should have died of the same overdose.
They should have been. Why weren't they, like, codependent enablers?
I don't know. Or in the same fucking car.
I know
John didn't die in a car.
Yeah,
but
no, but like, just
why couldn't John have driven the car and died and then careened off a cliff?
It's something like, you know, they oughta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Michael Caine could have started with somebody else in Mr. Destin.
You got me.
Which is the only redeeming factor.
I was going to go
with Batman's life.
I was going to go with Trading Places, but okay.
He wasn't in that.
Yes, he was. He played Harvey.
He was who?
He played Harvey. He was one of like the. It was kind of a bit part.
I'm not talking about Michael Caine. I'm talking about the other Belushi.
What?
Jim?
No, I'm talking about Jim Belushi too. He
wasn't in that.
He was in Trading Places. He played Harvey.
I don't remember.
He was like one of the coworkers.
Was he in Big too?
Big? He was in Big too. The rebeginning. No, he wasn't in Big.
Cole and Honey, I Made Them Smaller.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
He was in Who's Harry Crumb as an uncredited extra.
Drunk Irishman at the end of the bar. I'll tell you who the fuck Henry Crumb was. Harry,
in this movie.
His name was Harry, fuck him.
God, that John Candy died too?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're after the music. But like, maybe we were spared from a bunch of really shitty stuff.
I think so. You could say he died too soon.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that he was going to go do some dumb stuff, like, you know, just be on an island for a while, run out of money, and then need to come back, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
And
pulling Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying he needed to come back from the dead.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, he would have to come back for more money, you know, and he'd have to do some stupid stuff, like Robin Williams and that canceled sitcom he just did.
Ugh. God.
The Kelsey Grammer reads the news with the chick from Everybody Loves Raymond.
God damn, I can't even. I can't. Don't you dare. Okay. Don't you dare say Kelsey Grammer's name in front of me.
I don't know.
Ugh.
The father from the Jeffersons. Shadow boxes. I don't know.
Sherman Hemsley?
Yeah, him. Yeah. When he celebrity shadow boxed the guy from Mork and Mindy.
Isn't he dead as fuck?
Oh, well, yeah, that's why it's hologram.
I think that you have misconstrued what holograms are. Holograms are not shadows.
Going up to that buffet in the sky.
Yeah.
Going on up.
That was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spinoff of All in the Family.
You know, is that right? What that was?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, two awesome shows. Norman Lear's a genius.
See the, really?
He was the show.
He was the darky.
No, okay, Archie, cool it.
That was All in the Family, though, right?
George Jefferson was the black neighbor, right? Who was there to challenge Archie's preconceptions?
Catfish.
Jeez. Is that on Netflix? Is All in the Family on Netflix? Because I would like do a deep dive on that series.
I can honestly say I've never seen an episode.
What?
I've seen every episode of Sanford and Son.
Okay. That's go on YouTube and watch some All in the Family, because it is transcendent. I think.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like, I have a fondness for stuff I was exposed to on Nick at Night. I'm aware of this. But, like, you couldn't make that today. Like,
well, no, you couldn't do the, oh gosh, the Dean Martin roasts or whatever either.
Well, no, wasn't that what Norm Macdonald did at that? Like, during the roast of, what's his name, Bob Saget or something. He gets up there and he starts reading these really hokey jokes. And it's like, this man is for the birds. And everybody's laughing. And it's all, like, it was like a 5-minute bit made up of, like, zingers from those old roasts from the 60s, like the Dean Martin ones. And, like that was the thing, just showing how goofy and hokey it was. Like, All in the Family just had some, like, just really, really provocative stuff.
Oh my God! it would just be funny if, like, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra got together and, I don't know, did a live show from a yard in Alabama where they roasted a cross.
Ugh, I can't. Just shocking truths,
right?
Shocking hidden truths. Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Probably.
Okay. Cool. Oh wow! Yeah, no, he worked with Jim Henson on Dinosaurs.
Didn't know Jim Henson worked in Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I know that the mom from both the cartoon that's on today about a spy. What's that?
Archer? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's the man and the mom from the thing that they did the show where Opie talked.
Arrested Development? You didn't know
that one. Yeah.
You didn't know that Jessica Walter was the same person on that?
Yeah, no, she was in that dinosaur thing.
Really? Oh yeah, she was Frances.
Not she was the mama.
Oh yeah, that's true. Huh. I only know that because I'm looking at the what am I thinking of here? The Wikipedia page, but you're right. Neat. But yeah, Sherman Hemsley was in Dinosaurs. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. So go to iTunes, leave us a rating or review. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. Check out duckfeed.tv for all kinds of good content, comedy and video games and whatnot, if that's your thing. And most of all, keep on listening. And if you want to support us monetarily, just go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and use our Amazon link. And we get a little kickback from that. There we go.
Cool, man.
Quick and easy enough.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.